Well, on this Wednesday morning, of course, we still have many, many questions about what's happening with the COVID-19 virus, the Omicron variant, and what better person to ask about it but our very favorite family physician, Dr. Stan Anderson. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam. Great to talk to you.
All right. So, you know, I often say this, but it feels like Omicron is everywhere. People around me, everybody I know, you know, somebody at work, somebody in the family, everybody's getting it. I mean, it's that prevalent, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you look at the numbers of people that have been officially diagnosed, you end up having around 700,000 per day since the beginning of the year. And on Monday, 1.35 million people. So instead of it being starting to go down, it's still going up. And those are the people that got a test and reported it to their doctor's office. There's quite a few people that ended up diagnosing themselves, and they said, okay, that's the reason why I'm feeling sick, and I'll just tough it out at home. So it's probably a higher number than that. And one of the things is this is the highest rate, the highest number that we have seen anywhere in the world, and also anywhere at any time during the COVID pandemic. So the Omicron variant is unique in that even if you've been immunized, you can still get the infection. The difference is that people that have been immunized don't get as severely sick. So they're less likely to end up being in the hospital. But Omicron is everywhere. It's at the place now where when somebody calls the office and they say, you know, I just have a little sinus. It's just a little head cold. And we test them, it's COVID. So any cold by anyone, every clinician is going to say first, I think it's COVID, and then rule that out before they look at anything else.
Okay. So if you get tested and it is indeed COVID, then what do you do and what kind of medicines or things like that can you take to help yourself?
Yeah. And that's the real dilemma, because you've probably heard about the new Pfizer drug that's come out that is really going to help people to keep them out of the hospital. It's a pill. You take it twice a day. The problem is nobody has it available. Nowhere in Northeast Ohio is this new drug available anywhere. So we're left with a lot of people that have superstitions or they end up having several ideas. I've had people that have asked me to send in hydroxychloroquine for them. And the problem with hydroxychloroquine is that in almost every study, it actually made people worse rather than actually help. There's no significant data that shows that it really keeps people out of the ICU and people that are hospitalized. So the data behind hydroxychloroquine is so mixed that the CDC, the AMA, the AFP, all of the governing bodies have said, you know what, when you really look at the data, don't go down that road. You're more likely to hurt than to help. So we're left with a couple of things. So one of the things that does help is take care of yourself. Take some zinc. And the dose of zinc is 50 milligrams. So whether you get that by getting a plain zinc supplement or whether you get it by taking Cold Ease or any of the other zinc-type products, it doesn't matter that much. Then also taking some vitamin D and then taking some vitamin C, those all give some benefit. As far as prescriptions, we basically treat the symptoms. So nothing makes it go away any quicker, except there is one off-label use. We use fluvoxamine, which is a medicine for anxiety, medicine for OCD. And what that does is you take it twice a day for a week, and that has a 25% likelihood of keeping you from going downhill. So it doesn't make you get better quicker, but it prevents you from getting worse. So fluvoxamine is about the only medicine in our armamentarium that we use. Prednisone, Decadron, they have mixed results We use it because it's probably the best thing to use because it helps people, but there's no data that taking prednisone or Decadron that it keeps people out of the hospital. So part of it is we treat symptomatically. You are in an increased risk if you're older or struggle with your weight or have hypertension or heart disease or lung disease. And in those cases, you definitely want to follow up with your primary care provider.
All right, now we have the new testing site at the fairgrounds, which opened yesterday. So that should be helpful because that's been one of the issues. People have not been able to find a way to get tested.
Exactly, and that is a PCR. So the way in which it works is you go in, you have to schedule, you have to log in, it's online, and you go in, they do the test. And the problem is that you don't get those test results back for about 3 days. So it's not a fast turnaround. So if you're expecting, all right, I just want to know, I did a home test and it was negative, I want to be absolutely sure, then yeah, that's an option, but it's not a fast option. So getting it through Altman or through Mercy might be the faster way to do it. A lot of clinicians end up having the ability to do it in their office. So it's really all around the ballpark as far as what you can do. The big dilemma is getting those home kits, finding them at the different drugstores. And because it sure seems like everybody that I talk to says, yeah, I went to my drugstore and they ran out and they got a shipment in and they ran out within a few hours. So yeah, if you can get some home kits, that would be beneficial. Do that. That gives some answers. But so if the home test is positive, you have a 99%+ chance that you definitely have it. The problem is, if it's negative, some studies show 50% wrong when it's negative that you actually do have it. So the earlier in the course of the symptoms that you do the test, it's going to be more negative. Usually on day 3 or 4 is when you're more likely to have a positive test if you have COVID.
The other question that I about the test, while we're talking about that, before I let you go, you know, when you go to your pharmacy and you buy the box tests and you take them home, there is an expiration date on them. What does that mean and how do we follow that?
Yeah, so the expiration date is because these were rushed through. They did get the approval, but they don't know how long they really last on the shelf. So the expiration date is a guesstimate of how long it'll be accurate. Quite frankly, just do the test. If you get a home test and you're testing yourself, that's probably going to be good enough to get an answer.
Okay, great. Well, still,
right,
I know.
Now, yeah, we're still looking at huge backups in the emergency department. So you're looking anywhere between a 9 and 16 hour wait at all of the emergency departments around Stark County. It is, there are so many people that are sick, so many people that are going there, they're just overwhelming the system. The hospitals are near capacity at every level. The staff is getting sick. So right now we're dealing with the pandemic of COVID, but also the pandemic in the healthcare where people that are trying to take care of you are the ones that are also getting sick. So it's just, oh my goodness, we're in the worst of all times. And in my 33 years of practicing medicine, this is one of the worst times that I've ever recalled. And it's all because we have something which is out of control. It's affecting everyone. So the biggest things you should do is, if somebody's sick, isolate from them, get the vaccine. The vaccine is clearly associated with less severe symptoms. So the vaccine has some side effects for about 10% of people. They get some tiredness and some low-grade fevers, but it's a lot better to get the vaccine than it is to get COVID and end up in the hospital.
All right. A lot of good information, Dr. Stan. We appreciate it, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Pam.